One of the great challenges in religion is connecting people to their experience. It's one thing to talk about points of doctrine and theology. It is another thing to connect with what people actually experience. And what's worse is because of human sinfulness, we can divorce those really easily and start to use particular points of logic or doctrine or theology or whatever to accuse and make power plays and do all kinds of other unhelpful things. But the reality is that we have an experience. We have an experience of those moments in our lives when we feel connected. Connected to others, connected to the universe, connected to God. I was talking with someone just the other night who talked about this experience and described it as the window being opened. For him, the window is suddenly opened momentarily, and he feels connected. And one of the challenges of religious language is that in trying to describe these realities, these experiences, they don't always line up logically. They don't always work as points of logic. I think that's why Jesus is recorded in the Gospels as saying, "Those who have ears to hear, let them hear." In other words, if you're willing to go with the flow, if you're willing to seek that experience, to touch that experience, you might get it in a way that you don't just between your ears. It's a challenge. It's a part of the challenge of religious life to experience that sense, however fleeting, of peace, of connectedness, of union. And so what happens is that we're trying to describe something that is the origin and source of the entire universe. We're trying to describe something before all the things that our logic usually describes. And we can only do that by metaphor. Except, there's another way we can do it. By action. By how we be in the world. That's a way that we can help people experience the window opening, the unitive experience, that moment of great peace. So that when Jesus says things like, "I am the gate and I am the good shepherd," he is using metaphor, certainly. He is certainly using metaphor. He's not expecting that we run around and be sort of, you know, animalistic sheep and let Jesus tell us blindly where to go and what to do. But he's using metaphor, and it's a metaphor that only works because it invites us into the experience of being cared for, being attended to, being loved. He makes the passage possible. He makes it possible for us to go from one place to another, from this place to a better place. Who in your life has made it possible for you to go from one place to a better place? That's an experience of being shepherded. That's an experience of being loved and cared for. Jesus uses a metaphor and an image that almost invites us to sit still and look at it and to reflect on it. It invites us to think about memories that relate to that experience. It's not a logical, necessarily a logical theological argument. Or at least it's not that alone. And it invites us into the possibility of touching again that deep and profound experience of connection, of unity, and of peace. Cornelius Hill was someone who did that for his people. He was there for them. He worked tirelessly on their behalf. He was available in radical ways to his people. And in his work, he was a bridge, a gate, if you will, between the Oneida and the white world. He was a shepherd and a gate in imitation of Jesus, the good shepherd and the gate. And because of that, people responded to him. He still held in honor among the Oneida, not because of the logic of what he said, but because of the passion of what he did, which gave people the experience of being connected. Connected to him, connected to each other, connected to Christ. He gave them the experience by what he did. And I think that's the challenge for us today. That's the challenge on his feast day. It's the challenge presented to us by the metaphors from the discourses in the Gospel of John. It's a challenge of asking us to think about who in our life has done these things? Who in our life has fed us? Who in our life has nurtured us? Who in our life has opened possibilities for it? Who has helped us to be able to step from one place to a better place? To find the green pastures of life. And can we do that for others? Can we provide that moment of connection for others that helps them to have an experience of God who holds all of it together, who connects all of it? That's the invitation. That's the invitation that Cornelius Hill followed throughout his life. And it's the invitation for all of us.